What's up, everyone? Derek Bros here. Another walk and talk here in Morelia, Mexico. It's been a couple of weeks, and I got some things to share. I've been in Houston, Texas, the United States for the last 10 days visiting family for Christmas, New Year. Had an amazing time with my family, and I want to talk more about that in a few moments, about family and just healing and growth. Maybe we'll get into some of that in just a few. But first, a couple of things I want to say right off the bat. Today is Wednesday, 2 weeks away from the Greater Reset for Co-Creation happening live in Texas, Central Texas, Bastrop, Texas, and Central Mexico here in Morelia, like 5 minutes that way from where I'm standing. And of course, for free online to anybody who can't make it to Texas or Mexico who wants to participate by watching online. You can go to thegreaterreset.org. You can see all the speakers. You can check out all the workshops that are taking place in Morelia and in Texas. The excursions, we're having our local friend here take people to local towns and hikes and ayahuasca ceremonies. So, I mean, we have the main event with 40 plus speakers. We've got musical performers happening for free Wednesday, January 18th through Sunday, January 22nd. Totally for free online to stream. And the videos will be made available for free, the recording. So if you can't watch it live, you can watch it forever, whenever you want afterwards. But in addition to all that, if you come in person, there's workshops, there's excursions, there's community. And that's really the most important part. Because I noticed, we've been talking about this recently, when I did my last walk and talk, it was called, Is There Really a Freedom Community? And some of you agreed with me, some of you got upset by it. But maybe there is a freedom community, truth community. But broadly speaking, most of you experience it only through the internet. I mean, have you ever come to a freedom event, a liberty event, a truth event in person? If not, and how many years have you been doing this, paying attention on the internet, then you're really missing out, my friends, because yeah, the internet's great. We all get to connect with people around the world, but where the magic really happens is in person with people in the human flesh, talking, hugging, shaking hands, exchanging ideas, debating, discussing, whatever, right? It's really a beautiful thing. So if you have never experienced the so-called freedom community in person, you're going to want to come in person to the Greater Reset for Co-Creation, January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, happening live in Mexico and in Texas. And yeah, even if you don't come to our event, my point is that you should come to some, you should visit events. You should go to local meetups. You should start a local meetup with your local Freedom Cell or whatever group you have. Don't just experience this movement, this awakening just through the internet. It's so much bigger than that. So I encourage you to do that. And by the way, for those of you who are thinking of coming to Morelia, this is the park that I'm in right next to the venue where we're having. And look how beautiful this place is. There's like just all kinds of fun stuff. And like over there, they got like a Christmas village thing going on. Anyways, so other announcement. Tomorrow, you're hearing this on Wednesday, hopefully. Tomorrow, Thursday, I can't remember dates right now. First, second, third, fourth, fifth. Tomorrow, January 5th, I am going to be a guest on the High Wire with Del Bigtree, talking about the Greater Reset, talking about Freedom Cells, talking about my latest update to my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State. I'm excited for that. It's going to be a huge audience. It's going to be a huge boost to my work. And honestly, I've been working on making this happen for 6 months now. I first connected with Del back in May of 2022. At the Atlanta Next Steps Conference, and since then we've been communicating, got him booked for the Greater Reset 4. He's coming here to Mexico in 2 weeks, and part of the arrangement and part of my goal was to be a guest on his show. And once again, my persistence, my consistency, my not giving up has paid off. And so tomorrow afternoon, I think the show goes live from like 12 to 4, 12 to 3, 1 to 3. It's a 3-hour live broadcast he does every week, and I'll be a guest towards the end of the show, I think, maybe the last hour. So you can check it out at thehighwire.com, find out more details about that. But I'm super stoked because Del has a big audience who really cares about freedom and loves freedom, and we're going to be talking about the Greater Reset and the freedom cells and so much more important stuff. Now, the last main thing, the reason I wanted to do this video, guys, and it's going to be a shorter walk and talk because I see my battery is not charged. Sorry. But I'm putting out a new album, guys, on January 9th, Monday, January 9th. I'm putting out my first debut album under the name 33. For those of you who've been paying attention, Since 2021, I started performing my music and releasing my music. It's hip-hop, truth hip-hop, conscious hip-hop, real hip-hop, under the name 33. My debut album is coming out January 9th, called Transmutation. And just like I was saying earlier, talking about, like, you know, family and growth, I had a great time with my family. Man, my life has changed so much in the last 15 to 20 years. You know my story, probably you've heard me say I was addicted to drugs when I was 20 years old. I went to prison, I discovered meditation, prayer, started healing. Then I woke up to the political stuff. I became an activist and a journalist. I've been doing this now for 13 years. Transmutation is basically the soundtrack to my struggles. It tells a different side of me that most of you have never met. It's not the Derek Bros that you've known as an activist or a journalist. That's why I call myself 33. It's a different side of me. It's a different person, essentially. In some ways, it's who I used to be, the darkness and the struggle and all that. And in other ways, 33 also represents who I've become. You know, so I honestly, this is one of the most important things I've put out in a long time. Besides my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, this album is most important to me at the moment. And I would greatly appreciate if you guys would check it out. I know some of you out there who follow me, you don't care about my music. You don't care about music at all. Maybe you don't even like hip hop. Maybe you're afraid because I talk about 33. But for those of you who actually want to go along the musical journey, I've created an email list. I'll put the link below the video. I also have 33 is Here. That's where you can find me if you search 33 is Here on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Odyssey, Telegram, SoundCloud. Search 33 is Here and you'll find me there. You can find my first EP I released last year called Letters to Myself. Although I encourage you to skip it, because the new album that's about to drop is 13 songs and it's way beyond what I did in my original EP. And like I said, the whole transmutation concept is about healing, it's about growth, it's about change, it's about building a better world. And I know that this is what we need right now. And I am sharing this struggle, this piece of me through music in the hopes that some of you who have your own struggles or who have been through struggles or who are struggling right now can connect with it. Even if you've never been addicted to crystal meth or cocaine or ecstasy or Xanax or any of the stuff I went through, even if you've never touched a drug, I'm sure you've struggled in some way. And this album is about that. It's about the struggle. It's about healing. It's about overcoming our struggles and becoming better than them. So I encourage you to check it out. Again, I'll put all the links there. I have a direct link if you want to start following 33 everywhere. You want to sign up for my email list, because I'm really trying to respect my audience and respect that most of you guys, I mean, all of you guys, you started following me because you heard one of my journalism reports or some activism I've done. You didn't necessarily start following me and tuning in because of my music. So I don't want to blast you with all of my music if that's not what you're here for. But for those of you who are, follow 33 on the channels. Stay tuned to the updates. I've got 3 singles out right now. One is called Set Myself Free. One of them is called Clarity. And the brand new one is called Fighting Demons. And I encourage you to check all 3 of those out. Again, I'll put the links below. And then on Monday, my friends, if you want to support me, and if you want to use Apple or Amazon or Spotify, you can find my music there. You can go buy it, support it, push it up the charts. Maybe my debut album will actually hit the charts and people will start paying attention, because whether you like it or not, or whether you're interested or not, 33 and music is going to be a bigger part of what I'm doing in 2023. You know, I've got my recent book out and I'm trying to promote that. And that's already promoting. It's doing its own thing. But honestly, what I care most about right now promoting is this music. I poured my heart and soul into this. I worked with my producer, emissary, Miriam Gomez, my partner. She's on one of the songs. There's a lot going on with it. So if you've got any interest in hip-hop, truth music, heart, soul, struggle, realness, check out Transmutation from 33. And I'm going to keep doing these. Actually, on my 33 channels, I'm going to start doing walk and talks where I talk more about music and the album and stuff. But yeah, that's mainly what I wanted to say. The final thing I'll say as I wrap this up, my battery's still blinking, so somehow we're making it. When I was talking about family, because it all kind of connects. When I was going through my shit, my addiction, as Derek Bros, this, or what I used to call Bad Guy Derek, and I was fucking up and making mistakes and hurting people, you know, I put my family through a lot of shit, and we struggled a lot together, individually. You know, and now, I was arrested in 2005, now it's 2023. Now, just for this Christmas and New Year's, my family had one of the most wholesome times ever. We're sitting down watching movies together, we're playing soccer. I'm playing soccer with my nieces and nephews. We're playing tag. Me and my brother, my sister, my mom, we're chasing each other around, playing tag, playing hide and go seek with the kids. I mean, honestly, it's some super wholesome shit I never thought I'd be doing, and I'm so grateful for it. And wow, I mean, that's the transmutation, right? I've been addicted to drugs. I've been 105 pounds locked up in prison, lost, depressed, cutting myself, suicide attempts, all the whole thing, right? And now here I am. I'm in the best place of my life I've ever been, guys. I feel grateful for every moment, every breath I take. I'm grateful to be in this park, surrounded by these trees, with these people and their kids enjoying their life. I'm so grateful to be 2 weeks away from hosting an amazing event that's going to bring people together from all around the world. I'm grateful to have released books and learn every day and grow and connect with you guys. And I'm just, man, I'm fucking grateful. So thank you guys for being here on my journey. If you only follow me for journalism, thank you. If you're interested in my music, thank you. If you don't like what I do, if you don't like me, thank you too, because you fuel me whether you realize it or not. And yeah, guys, you know, just don't waste any moments. Let's go out there today, whatever time of day or when you're hearing this, go do something awesome, man. Don't let anything hold you back. Everything that I've accomplished, from releasing books, running for mayor, producing an album, winning awards for my documentary series, all this stuff, public speaking, it only came because I put my heart and soul into it, and I refused to give up. I refused to listen to haters, and I refused to give in to my own self-doubt and my own insecurities. I overcome and overcame those things, and I know you can. So I know this isn't my usual update, walk and talk about news, but like I've told you guys recently, I'm not so interested in just talking about the news anymore. I want to go deeper with you guys, and that's what I plan for 2023. So for those of you who are going to come along the journey, thank you so much. Please subscribe to the 33 email list. Check out my singles. Stay tuned for my interview on the High Wire. Get ready for the Greater Reset. And if you haven't yet, pick up a copy of my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State. You can download it for free at theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. Until next time, my friends, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free, and we are rising every single day. See you on the other side.